The Valenti and Rico Show is presented by Femininio Law. Go to GetDavidGetPaid.com.
All right, why is 10 and 7 an insult? And what do you got over under 10.5 for the Lions? They unfortunately suffer a kicking injury today. Michael Badgley out for the season. They got to go get themselves a kicker. 248-539-9797. Yes, they do. Yes, yes.
I guess. You got one and you're not going to use them.
Oh, they use Badgley, just not on turf. It's not on grass. On turf, they use
them. Or when you need to kick field goals.
Fair enough. David, what do we got? Take a text. Then we'll hit some calls.
I have confidence because how the Lions win is so real and unfluky. Like the Stafford days, I believe they can win 12 games again. All right. The Lions won 9 2 years ago and improved on that last year. So why is bad to expect the Lions to expect more? Rico and David are disingenuous.
Yeah, you guys are.
This was Pittsburgh or San Francisco. Yeah. They would expect more.
Actually, not really, but if that would help you sleep at night, no.
Listen, I think it's a great thing to get the one seed. If you can get the one seed, life is freaking great. Other than that, it's just a regular season and get a home playoff game.
You want a one or a two seed. Yeah, yes. You basically want a one or a two seed. So, no, it's not like, oh, my goodness, you got to go out there. I said it before, for San Francisco, this is kind of like your last dance. You got to put it all together because you're about to break this team up in a few years and they're going to be bad.
It does feel that way. It really does feel that way. Trent Williams now holding out. Brandon Ayuk is holding out. You got some distractions over there.
They hold out. But here's the thing. It's going to be Detroit in a few years. Because I laugh. Like, Cookies gives me a hard time. I'm like, Cookies, trust me. You keep being good, and the Lions are going to go through the same thing because everybody's going to be up, and this whole kumbaya thing is going to go away. It's going to be like, I want my money.
Well, what this is good for Lions fans, if you want to know why this is good for you, what's happening in San Francisco, is that maybe it causes San Francisco to start slow. San Francisco will still win the West, but if they start slow and maybe miss out on the one seed by a game because they lost early because of all the holdouts, that's what Lions fans want.
But see, here's the problem. Just be the better team.
Correct.
We need the one seed. If you need the one seed, then you're not a Super Bowl caliber team.
Agreed.
Because the Chiefs didn't have the one seed. They went out there and just got it done.
They went to Buffalo. They went to Baltimore. But here's the deal, too. I mean, they also have like an unbelievable quarterback, the best player in football.
No. But what I'm saying,
I think
Rieger,
you want the one seed.
If you can't go and win the game on the road finish. They started off hot and they could not finish.
Where did Cincinnati play the AFC Championship game the year they made it to the Super Bowl? Kansas City.
Right. It doesn't mean, if you would have had the one seed, what, Gibbs wouldn't have fumbled?
Then they allowed Stafford to win a Super Bowl. Those jerks.
I think that Lions fans become mesmerized by how good the team was last year, and they just think that every game is going to be easy and it's always going to be that way because only they got better. So did everybody else. This division is going to be tough, like it or not. I haven't bought fully into Chicago, but Green Bay, because if you're going to give me that whole, well, look what we did 2 years ago, look what Green Bay did last year, how they finished the year, okay? And you want to talk about, well, we almost beat San Francisco? So did Green Bay.
So did they.
Okay? Yeah. Took him down to the final 30 seconds.
And Bad throw by Love.
It took a horrible throw by Love across his body, and he gets a pick. And that was the difference.
I just truly think when you're looking at the Lions, the one true thing they got going for them more than anything else, that head coach of theirs is not going to allow them to be a 7-win football team. Like, he gave that example when he was playing for the Dallas Cowboys, 12-4 1 year. Next year, they win 7 games. They're all wondering what the hell's happening.
No, it was the Giants.
Or Giants. My bad. The point is, that dude ain't going to let that happen on his watch. And the guys you re-signed, whether it be St. Brown or Sewell or Goff, they're not going to let it happen either.
Here's the thing, though. Coaches coach, players play. You could coach up somebody and tell them not to do it. Rieger, you could tell your child not to do something. Doesn't mean she's...
Yeah, she doesn't listen.
You can say, guys, it's going to be difficult. Yeah, sometimes you got to learn the lesson the hard way. So we have to see how they start. But, yeah, this team, as Davis said, could actually be a better team, but the record won't be as good as last year. But that doesn't mean that the team is worse. It just means you had a tougher schedule and you went out there and you lost a couple of coin flip games. It wasn't on your side. You didn't make the play. You didn't do what you had to do. And you may not get the one seed, but if you are a Super Bowl caliber team, you don't have to have every game come through Detroit. As a matter of fact, you're a better team if you could go out on the road, and it doesn't matter because we're still going to win.
248-539-9797. Will's in Detroit. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Will? How are you, bud?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay, now hear me out. From a fan's perspective, you guys, that's your job. That's what you do. You point out things that could be, i.e. they could win less games and be a better team. That's what you guys do. But as a fan, what you're looking at is we got better this year. Even without the rookies, they went out and signed a couple of DBs before we went out and got the rookie, Davis, and the kid from L.A. So, it's, you know, as a fan, it's taboo because we don't want to think like that. And that's just as a fan. We don't want to think that we went out and got better. Our weakness, we went out and made it better, and we did that to be worse or have a worse record. That's not how a fan is going to look at it.
Detroit
went out to Kansas City. Detroit went out to Kansas City and beat KC. You can't tell me KC fans was okay with that. They weren't. I know a lot of them.
Well, I think they're okay with it now. But no, Will, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, because they won the Super Bowl, so of course they are now. But I'm just saying, at the time, they weren't okay with it.
So how many wins do you think the Lions get this year?
As a fan, I'm hoping they can at least repeat the 12. If they're a better team and they win 10, I'm okay with that because they're a better team, but that's not what I'm rooting for as a fan. Again, I'm not looking at we got better in one of our worst areas. We got rookies that played out of their mind last year that are going to have another year under their belt, and we're doing that, and we're thinking like we're going to be worse. That's just not how a fan thinks.
I mean, Will, that's fine, but going... Oh, I wanted to talk to him, Rieger.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
But going back to the Kansas City... This is why I don't like talking the Kansas City game, because you won the game, but if you start talking the truth, people get angry at you.
What, you're talking about drop passes, no Kelsey, no Brent Jones?
Okay, because he's like, well, Kansas City didn't want to lose. It's like, Kelsey didn't play. Now, if this was a playoff game, Kelsey would have played in that game, but they were willing to lose that game if they had to because they had bigger fish to fry.
But here's
he could have played. He was 50-50, and they said, well, what's the point of playing and getting injured?
First game of the season.
Yeah, right. Let's just sit out. Let's see what we have.
Well, here's what I would say, too. I think Lions fans, and I get it, I think they're, and he just kept saying, as a fan, I think fans are too wrapped up in the regular season. Partially because what you said, the whole SOL, let's get it behind us. And partially because we haven't been here before. The organization has never had, as we just looked up, double-digit win totals in back-to-back years. So I don't think the regular season means all that much as long as you're making the postseason. And there is no way, other than injuries, that this team misses the playoffs. There's zero chance they miss the playoffs. So you're good. I think. Let's go to Kent. You disagree?
No. I mean, I get what you're saying, but it does come a time. Like, how do you handle adversity?
Sure.
Because, you know, they're talking like the one ticket. If this was San Francisco, and it's like, do you panic? Like, last year in the middle of the season, San Francisco loses 3 games in a row.
They did.
To the Browns, the Vikings on Monday night, and then they lose to the Bengals. And it's just like, okay, they had the bye week. They shake it off. They come back. For the Lions, tougher schedule. How do you handle everything? Everybody is saying how pretty you are. Everybody is saying how great you are. Can you handle being the hunted? You're a circle game, meaning people are now circling you for the first time. We're playing Detroit. Oh, we're going to Ford Field. We have to make sure we are on our A game at all times, because if not, That's a talented team. That's why I said you could actually be better with a worse record because you're going to get everybody's best shot.
248-539-9797.
And there's no Carolina Panthers on the schedule.
7-1, the ticket. All right, listen up, rib lovers. It's the final week to celebrate.
You got a read on our show?
I do. Look, I'm big time now. You want to go to BlackRock? It's the final week. Final week? It is. Oh, you're just walking away. I thought you were going to stick around. Anyway, it's the final week to celebrate Christmas in July at Black Rock Bar and Grill. It's all you can eat ribs for only $16.99. You heard that right. Just $16.99. You can't get fast food for that price. Just $16.99 for as many baby backs as you can handle. The savings are endless with bottomless ribs for only $16.99. So check it out. You got to hurry in for the last week of Christmas in July at Black Rock Bar and Grill. All you can eat ribs for just $16.99. It's the best rib deal in town. Guys, the last week. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. $16.99 for the great ribs, all you can eat at Black Rock Bar and Grill.
97.1 The Ticket. Hey, baseball fans, this is Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. The MLB trade deadline is just around the corner, and you don't want to miss a minute of action. Join me as we break down the biggest moves, analyze the impact on our favorite teams, and bring you insights from my fellow All-Star and Hall of Fame friends that you can't get anywhere else. The moves that are made this week are the ones that shape October. Get ready for the drama, the deals, and the discussions. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No one's more locked into the NFL than First and Pod.
This feeling, and it was referenced on the broadcast, it is Michael Jordan. Being down double digits again and not panicking, seeing him run onto the field, and it not even being a question, he's calm. Maybe they won't get it done or whatever, but like, he's not shook by the moment. It's not even a question.
Subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get.
The Valenti and Rico Show is presented by Femininio Law. Go to GetDavidGetPaid.com.
All right, why is 10 and 7 an insult? And what do you got over under 10.5 for the Lions? They unfortunately suffer a kicking injury today. Michael Badgley out for the season. They got to go get themselves a kicker. 248-539-9797. Yes, they do. Yes, yes.
I guess. You got one, and you're not going to use them.
Oh, they use Badgley, just not on turf. It's not on grass. On turf, they use them.
Or when you need to kick field goals.
Fair enough. David, what do we got? Ticket text. Then we'll hit some calls.
I have confidence because how the Lions win is so real and unfluky. Like the Stafford days, I believe they can win 12 games again. All right. The Lions won 9 2 years ago and improved on that last year. So why is bad to expect the Lions to expect more? Rico and David are disingenuous.
Yeah, you guys are.
This was Pittsburgh or San Francisco. Yeah. They would expect more.
Actually, not really. But if that would help you sleep at night, no.
Listen, I think it's a great thing to get the one seed. If you can get the one seed, life is freaking great. Other than that, it's just a regular season and get a home playoff game.
You want a one or a two division. Seed. Yeah, yes. You basically want a one or a two seed. So, no, it's not like, oh, my goodness, you got to go out there. I said it before, for San Francisco, this is kind of like your last dance. You got to put it all together because you're about to break this team up in a few years and they're going to be bad.
It does feel that way. It really does feel that way. Trent Williams now holding out. Brandon Ayuk is holding out. You got some distractions over there.
They hold out. But here's the thing. It's going to be Detroit in a few years. Because I laugh. Like, Cookies gives me a hard time. I'm like, Cookies, trust me. You keep being good. And the Lions are going to go through the same thing because everybody's going to be up. And this whole kumbaya thing is going to go away. It's going to be like, I want my money.
Well, what this is good for Lions fans, if you want to know why this is good for you, what's happening in San Francisco, is that maybe it causes San Francisco to start slow. San Francisco will still win the West. But if they start slow and maybe miss out on the one seed by a game because they lost early because of all the holdouts, that's what Lions fans want.
But see, here's the problem. just be the better team.
Correct.
We need the one seed. If you need the one seed, then you're not a Super Bowl caliber team.
Agreed.
Because the Chiefs didn't have the one seed. They went out there and just got it done.
They went to Buffalo. They went to Baltimore. But here's the deal, too. I mean, they also have like an unbelievable quarterback, the best player in football.
No. But what I'm saying,
I think you want the one seed.
If you can't go and win the game on the road and finish, they started off hot and they could not finish.
Where did Cincinnati play the AFC Championship game the year they made it to the Super Bowl? Kansas City.
Right. It doesn't mean, if you would have had the one seed, Gibbs wouldn't have fumbled?
Then they allowed Stafford to win a Super Bowl. Those jerks.
I think that Lions fans they become mesmerized by how good the team was last year, and they just think that every game is going to be easy and it's always going to be that way because only they got better. So did everybody else. This division is going to be tough, like it or not. I haven't bought fully into Chicago, but Green Bay, because if you're going to give me that whole, look what we did 2 years ago, look what Green Bay did last year, how they finished the year. Okay? And you want to talk about, we almost beat San Francisco? So did Green Bay.
So did they.
Okay? Yeah. Took him down to the final 30 seconds.
And it took throw by Love.
It took a horrible throw by Love across his body, and he gets a pick. And that was the difference.
I just truly think when you're looking at the Lions, the one true thing they got going for them more than anything else, that head coach of theirs is not going to allow them to be a 7-win football team. Like, he gave that example when he was playing for the Dallas Cowboys, 12-4 1 year. Next year, they win 7 games. They're all wondering what the hell's happening.
No, it was the Giants.
Or Giants, my bad. My bad. The point is, that dude ain't going to let that happen on his watch. And the guys you re-signed, whether it be St. Brown Sewell or Goff, they're not going to let it happen either.
Here's the thing, though. Coaches coach, players play. You could coach up somebody and tell them not to do it. Rieger, you could tell your child not to do something. Doesn't mean she's...
Yeah, she doesn't listen.
You can say, guys, it's going to be difficult. Yeah, sometimes you got to learn the lesson the hard way. So we have to see how they start. But yeah, this team, as Davis said, could actually be a better team, but the record won't be as good as last year. But that doesn't mean that the team is worse. It just means you had a tougher schedule and you went out there and you lost a couple of coin flip games. It wasn't on your side. You didn't make the play. You didn't do what you had to do. And you may not get the one seed, but if you are a Super Bowl caliber team, you don't have to have every game come through Detroit. As a matter of fact, you're a better team if you could go out on the road, and it doesn't matter because we're still going to win.
248-539-9797. Will's in Detroit. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Will? How are you, bud?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay, now hear me out. From a fan's perspective, you guys, that's your job. That's what you do. You point out things that could be, i.e. they could win less games and be a better team. That's what you guys do. But as a fan, what you're looking at is we got better this year. Even without the rookies, they went out and signed a couple of DBs before we went out and got the rookie, Davis, and the kid from L.A. So, it's, you know, as a fan, it's taboo because we don't want to think like that. And that's just as a fan. We don't want to think that we went out and got better. Our weakness, we went out and made it better, and we did that to be worse or have a worse record. That's not how a fan is going to look at it.
Will, I got you.
Kansas City. Detroit went out to Kansas City and beat KC. You can't tell me KC fans was okay with that. They weren't. I know a lot of them.
Well, I think they're okay with it now. But no, Will, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, because they won the Super Bowl, so of course they are now. But I'm just saying, at the time, they weren't okay with it.
So how many wins do you think the Lions get this year?
As a fan, I'm hoping they can at least repeat the 12. If they're a better team and they win 10, I'm okay with that because they're a better team. But that's not what I'm rooting for as a fan. Again, I'm not looking at we got better in one of our worst areas. We got rookies that played out of their mind last year that are going to have another year under their belt. and we're doing that, and we're thinking like we're going to be worse. That's just not how a fan thinks.
And Will, that's fine. But going, I wanted to talk to him, Rieger.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
But going back to the Kansas City, this is why I don't like talking the Kansas City game, because you won the game, but if you start talking the truth, people get angry at you.
What you're talking about? Drop passes? No, it wasn't that.
Okay, because he's like, well, Kansas City didn't want to lose. It's like Kelce didn't play. Now, if this was a playoff game, Kelce would have played in that game, but they were willing to lose that game if they had to, because they had bigger fish to fry.
But here's,
he could have played. He was 50-50, and they said, well, what's the point of playing and getting injured?
First game of the season.
Yeah, right. Let's just sit out. Let's see what we have.
Well, here's what I would say, too. I think Lions fans, and I get it, I think they're, and he just kept saying, as a fan, I think fans are too wrapped up in the regular season. Partially because what you said, the whole SOL, let's get it behind us. And partially because we haven't been here before. The organization has never had, as we just looked up, double-digit win totals in back-to-back years. So I don't think the regular season means all that much as long as you're making the postseason. And there is no way, other than injuries, that this team misses the playoffs. There's zero chance they miss the playoffs. So you're good, I think. Let's go to Kent. You disagree?
No. I mean, I get what you're saying, but it does come a time. Like, how do you handle adversity?
Sure.
Because, you know, they're talking like the one ticket that, well, you know, if this was San Francisco, and it's like, do you panic? Like last year in the middle of the season, San Francisco loses three games in a row.
They did.
To the Browns, the Vikings on Monday night, and then they lose to the Bengals, and it's just like, okay, they had the bye week. They shake it off. They come back. For the Lions, tougher schedule. How do you handle everything? Everybody is saying how pretty you are. Everybody's saying how great you are. Can you handle being the hunted? You're a circle game, meaning people are now circling you for the first time. We're playing Detroit. Oh, we're going to Ford Field. We have to make sure we are on our A game at all times, because if not, that's a talented team. That's why I said you could actually be better with a worse record, because you're going to get everybody's best shot.
248-539-9797.
And there's no Carolina Panthers on the schedule.
7-1, the ticket. All right, listen up, rib lovers. It's the final week to celebrate.
You got a read on our show?
I do. Look, I'm big time now. You want to go to BlackRock? It's the final week, Final week? It is. Oh, you're just walking away. I thought you were going to stick around. Anyway, it's the final week to celebrate Christmas in July at Black Rock Bar and Grill. It's all you can eat ribs for only $16.99. You heard that right. Just $16.99. You can't get fast food for that price. Just $16.99 for as many baby backs as you can handle. The savings are endless with bottomless ribs for only $16.99. So check it out. You got to hurry in for the last week of Christmas in July at Black Rock Bar and Grill. All you can eat ribs for just $16.99. It's the best rib deal in town. Guys, the last week. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. $16.99 for the great ribs, all you can eat at Black Rock Bar and Grill.
97.1 The Ticket. Hey, baseball fans, this is Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. The MLB trade deadline is just around the corner, and you don't want to miss a minute of action. Join me as we break down the biggest moves, analyze the impact on our favorite teams, and bring you insights from my fellow All-Star and Hall of Fame friends that you can't get anywhere else. The moves that are made this week are the ones that shape October. Get ready for the drama, the deals, and the discussions. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No one's more locked into the NFL than First and Pod.
This feeling, and it was referenced on the broadcast, it is Michael Jordan. Being down double digits again and not panicking, seeing him run onto the field, and it not even being a question, he's calm. Maybe they won't get it done or whatever, but like, he's not shook by the moment. It's not even a question.
Subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get.